Amen. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Amen. Onyame adehye mo hote sai. Ya da urade ase me so me ho ye. Today we are talking on the theme independence without God is slavery. Independence without God is slavery. Fa ho die a onyame enka ho no ewie wo enkoasom mu. We read about Joshua who led the Israelites to the promised land. The Israelites, they were enslaved in Egypt. And the Lord God Almighty, through Moses, brought them out of slavery. But we know what happened. In the desert, they forgot about God. They made a golden calf. They said, God, it had been better we go back to Egypt. Because in Egypt, we were eating meat. We were eating a lot of things. And here you are brought out to suffer. And so they went contrary to what God wanted them to do. In the end, all the people that Moses brought them out of Egypt, only two people were able to enter the promised land. All the people that Moses brought out of Egypt, only two were able to enter the promised land, because somewhere along the line, they had wanted to do it without God. Somebody will ask me, if only two people entered, then what about the rest of people who were behind Joshua? You know, from Egypt to the promised land, it took them 40 years. And so, if a child was born at the time they started the journey, by the time they go to the promised land, that child will be 40 years old. So the original people, only two, Joshua and Caleb, were able to enter the promised land. All the other people who were behind Joshua, they were their children. Hallelujah. So independence without God is slavery. This morning, we also read about the prodigal son. He also wanted to be independent from his father. So he asked the father to give him the portion of his property that belongs to him. And as you all know, he went to a far country. And when he went to that far country, he did not go to use the money on things that God wanted. Rather, he used the money on things that we all know that God is asking us not to do. And in the end, he ended into slavery. So, if you look at the story of the prodigal son, the father is God. The elder son is those who are saved. And the junior son who asks for his property, he will be those who are not saved. But when he was reading the thing for us, he said something that got me, that touched me. And he said, but when he came to his consciousness, me say or say, nanani ba ne hoso no. Nanani eye day, e ba ne hoso no. Me mpa boni say, so obi wadem ha. Our fo so beti mi aye without God. E rade ma wani mra wo hoso. Na hun say, you can't do without God. You can't do without Jesus. Without Jesus, you are nothing. Madame Vantidibi can say me, or say Jesus, if you were anywhere, do I, and you go say no, come. Say Jesus, or can you fancy? I mean, Tifantiti man can ye. Or say Jesus, if you were anywhere, do I, and you go say, hallelujah. We can do without Jesus. There is nothing that we can do without Jesus. Without Jesus, we will end up into slavery. Without Jesus, we will end up into hell. People of God, let us listen to what Jesus Christ himself said in John chapter 15. I'm reading from verse 4 to 5. Jesus said, "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing." Independence without God is slavery. And the last portion is what I'm so interested. Apart from me, this is Jesus talking. Apart from me, you can do nothing. There are a lot of people who think they can do without Jesus. There are people who like pleasure, rather than things that concern Jesus. They will do everything. But when it comes to worshiping God, they withdraw. People of God, this morning, the Presbyterian Church of Ghana is telling you through this theme that without Jesus, you can do nothing. Emphasis on the word nothing. You see, in life, there are some people who don't care about Jesus. They don't care about God. I remember this friend of mine that I was preaching to the person. I was preaching and I thought I was preaching and I was preaching. Whilst I was preaching, he started singing. He started singing to me. He said, "Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to..." whilst I was serious telling that person about Jesus Christ, then he was singing to me, "Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me..." Oh, yes, you enjoy yourself and you end up in hell. You will not listen to Jesus that I'm preaching to you. And in the end, you will end up in hell. You see, Satan does not need anything from you. All that is required from you is your soul. The salvation that Jesus Christ has given to you, that is what Satan desires to take away from you. So in the end, if I allow you to enjoy yourself and you don't listen to the preaching that we are preaching to you, you will end up in hell. People of God, are very serious. It is very, very, very serious. Now, Jeremiah said something in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 20. He said, Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. He said, "Oh Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps." It is not in man. Or say, it's here. Oh Lord, this is Jeremiah talking, that a man's life is not his own. It is not for man to direct his own steps. It is an adiction. Secondary school days. And then man now ye. So ya missu or shahun dear to our car and kahina abako. Aquana no canation obaka say, "A gem straight." Hallelujah. But on yamim pese ne baby ako gem. Eti mama wanim ram hoso. Now who say life? Life is about Jesus. Sure. Third World War neighbor, Ukraine, Russia, neighbor. One day bomb bit me out. Now we're free, now we're caught. But we're caught. Okay, now we're caught. Jesus is one, and no one. Because the Bible says it is appointed unto man to die once, and after that there is what? Judgment. So it is not the dead body that is going to face that judgment, but the spirit in you. Every human being, you are a spirit and you live in a body. What matters is the spirit, and you must take care of that. And it is only when You link yourself with Jesus Christ. Without Jesus, you can do nothing. When was the last time you created your own breath? Last time, Wankasa, Ubo Humeda Bay. Do you know that there is somebody who can cause your breath to cease in seconds? I'm telling you, doctor for you, yeah, surgery upon surgery, yeah, you proceed away, yeah, you proceed away, but in the end, doctor, is who? Hallelujah. Anything as I say, my neighbor, I also. We have to know that without Jesus, there is nothing that we can do. People of God, if you look at this story that we just read, the younger son thought he can do everything without the father. And so he went to the father and the father gave him everything. But in the end, he entered into slavery. Until say ne ni ba ne ho so me mpa bo ne say say wote ha na hu Kristo wote ha na hu Kristo mfa ho man ni ya onya me ma wani emra wo ho so odofo say oba Kristo mu a wa ba ya ade say na Corinthians form na okan kan no wa ba ya bo ye foforo enye say oba Kristo mu na ba ne bia bia na ye kan wo obi ho a wo Kristo mu oti Kristo aso dan mu aso kan wo who say yes. And you know, America, I'm talking about the ordinary Homer Christo. No, the ordinary Homer Christo. Yeah. Did that be a master mechanic? Say, I'm a sum and yet ding. I'm a sum and yet ding. No, mum, I'm a sum pa. I know, dear, a yet ding. Oh, hey, y'all, you're a crabby drabble crazy. What could we help? Obama's bet me a drabble about there. It's okay. I'm fine to say, vice. Hallelujah. People of God, as I see who said, without our personal, without God, there is nothing that we can do. It is a for Christ. When we have actually taken Christ, we must take and take him well. I say, for Christ, near funny ye. And what the my enemy so if the Bible say the okoje ne hostika on papa hono na ni ba ne ho so no hwade bi say ne papa no Bible na mo kenkan wa no o se ne papa no hu say oba no papa na antwan ma na medu de owo papa ni dimrika en okosia no sana Jesus e twen se obusu banya dwen sakra wani baba ho so na sa woya se wutu anamwa Jesus ba be hia wo no akase me ba what na wi ase ache ene de bra wo yo hene ba ya fa wo ka wan hyew ya fa wan pa bo an hyew yan ya se so odeboni ni ba akupe esa ka na dwen a e de na koso osoro hemamu. People of God, onyame wa mo bonsam jama ma onipa biara enuti ne afra no obonsam ejem enya enipa ejem nanso so wantie nyame na wanfa ho ama nyame dia obonsam obai se obewia no wakum na wasai obewia o na obekum na obese o enti uti wiase na mo animra ho so na hu se there is nothing that you can do without God. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5-8. I'm reading. I say, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Do not be wise. Do not be wise in your own eyes or in your own flesh. Not a biawa sorry. Na oni adwuma Oh, Papa, Mumpai, Mamma, watch it. Mumpai, and Radim Mwami, a Radim Mwami, and I'm in Sankaj, maybe, Miss Sankaj, maybe, make you am a tight, may you see, any a bomb pie, and I'm pining Sankaj, ma. I find them when I saw them, Mammy, you know, because she and I say, because you're then you know, you're scared of me. It is so, Yamaka say, sell to me now what the man on papa, when I boy, you know, you know. Or do you want to cry through in someone over here then? I don't know. Mama, you're not my husband. Now you're who say, be pure in your heart. Yes, and no more. Yeah, ebe ye ye. Now, let's look at the story of the rich fool. I'm in the past, you're the fool here then. I can't. He was a rich man. Would you be bia? Niama ba when you be free? I said they were shedding your man or say, ah, or sheet, or away, or away, or away, or away. I said, oh, Jina Hodi Hoss, ah, wow, show. Question me, I mean, me away, and I'm away, and I'm a yes, say, it's a big jihagu, not my yes, say, ah, me cra, do you want me or crack, question, do you want me? I wonder Jesus said, you fool. And I do ya okada. O crano. A bad Jeffrey, some. Now be who near, and the man I want yano, obedi. I dear, and I say, what do I want a day? A bed pray, a peg up a dear, what do I want in bed pray, and sit down, what talk car, why your way, now what we not see a be a bedia then. Oh dear, on shed. Hallelujah. Men ka se nunti ma mon prem pa japade o. A japade de mon pe. Na mo hu se without Jesus you can do nothing. She in God.
Oh, one red enemy, Ra Nanka Maker, and where could it go? Now, Mira was a Nesso Nanka Maker, and where could it go?
Amen. People of God, we must know that our own understanding will fail us. It is only God who knows the future, and He alone can lead us in the right way. So we don't know what tomorrow will bring. Our knowledge about the future is very, very, very limited. Yeah, I want to name the other bit. Why? Even in the next 2 hours. In America, we are in America, so in God we. In God we. So in God. America trusted and God blessed America. But today, the courts of America, they have taken God out of everything. If you open your TV, what do you see? Today, if you turn on your TV, what do you see? What about if you look at Facebook news feed? What do you see? You hear about violence. You hear about killings. You hear about terrorism, vandalism, fear and panic, looting, destroying of public and private property. All because today everything must be politically what? Correct. This is not correct. This is said Trump or by an Okasa on your politician, you know. He was talking politically incorrect. Hey, virus now, but a China virus. Hey. Somalia, you know what they say? Yeah, bonpire waha. So if you're Somalia, now Abahana, so you're Muslim, and two bonpire, here is America. Go back to Somalia. Other politicians can't say that because it is politically what? In. But today, look at America. In God we trust, in God we trust has become just a slogan. The courts have taken God out of everything. The Ten Commandments has been removed from the parks. Some time ago, if you go to the parks, you saw the Ten Commandments on in this corner. Today, all of them, they have been removed. In hospitals, in the wards, they used to be the cross of Jesus Christ on almost all the wards. Today, all of them has been taken away. Why? Because America is no longer a Christian country. America is for all. Buddhists are here. Hindus are here. Hawaiians are here. But so can we go to Saudi Arabia and do the same thing there? People of God, we are taking God off of everything. But when we take God out of everything, we end up in slavery. I remember when we were in school, there was this, what we call BK, Bible knowledge. Bible knowledge. It is Bible knowledge. BK. Those days, there was what we call BK. When I was learning, I didn't know what I was learning it for. Not knowing, say, now, one day, media mama Zion, Abekanya me samach zemuna minim. But today, BK has been taken away from the school curriculum. Today, preaching in public, is not allowed, but preaching in prison is allowed. Me ne me yere ni yakra ayi pamphlets bebre. Yes, and pamphlets in the Bible are going to mean check. Why? Because people don't want to do anything with God. We have taken God out of everything. And look at our world now. There is political apathy. There is religious apathy. People don't want to hear about God. Madam for Massimo, I was talking to Massimo about God. No, some say, where is God? Me say, God is here. Look, God was say, I don't see God. And I was say, I try to play mu, cause through. One who God, on the sun, fall quite to the moon. They don't see God. Why are you pointing to me? So why is that God? Menene kana, Massimo Akosa said, on the telephone, mommy, call God and let him speak to you. Hallelujah. People have taken God out of everything, but today, we are preaching to you that independence without God is slavery. There are some people today, when they want to do weddings, they don't want anyone to bring to the church hall so that we will bless the wedding. They want to go to a park and do their weddings in a park. People of God, so when something happens in that marriage, will you come to God and say, God, help me? When you neglected God's house, I don't know my name. Now, without God, we can do what? Nothing. Can we all say together, without God, we can do nothing. Without God, we can do nothing. With God, we are more than conquerors. With God, we can do everything. People of God, I just want us to be very cautious about the way we tread. We must be very serious with Jesus. Some people do not even believe in the existence of God. Some people think there is no God. Nobody is God. They call themselves atheists. But people have God. So, if they don't believe in God, what God did not believe in him? What God did they not believe in him? What do you say? Oni pa no so onyi nyame ni. En se onyi nyame ni a, onyame ben na onyi ni ni no. Onyame na onyi ni ni no, onu ni nyame a, e ka say without him, you can do nothing. Today, people have become lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Say ye bibi a, enye onyame bibi, na ye social gathering bi a, you will see a lot of people. What is it? See, Mama Shatawa le mura wusa. No me yo yo. Say yo yo. Opiha beko. Na mama me make na ha. Na make a praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, but Friday prayer, huh, Baba. Hallelujah. Today, I have preached to you that without God, there is nothing that you can do. But my person, my catcher will say, and yet too late. So who are radia? It is never too late. And now, no matter how you are, you can come to God. On your media, it me for obia. Maybe some more. Mose, dear Nama Mose, or John Free, Egypt. Ever heard will be down so and sana, Okohun Jabia, Unami, who never had a man ban, sir. Minim Sabia, and I'm with him to make a catcher, Okoku will be. No, we did for so, and I made a night, I don't want to be found yet, ma. Oh, we did for, oh, I met midnight, you ma. Missing Noah, yes, sir, is really netting. Oh, Bria, I'm Uncle Cosso Son. And it is over an hour, ha. So what's the sign? Oba Christo Mua, Oba Yadi, Abodi Fufro, Etienne Santi, and I'm on to me and Sumiami and Patojai. No one said, without God, you can do what? Nothing. Boni be and what will you power yet? I was slow radia on Fanchel. Send out to Biano, Bre Radio, Ne Radi Bejo. Unamia some say, say, I can't abandon it to Lenoir, or your train any, and on the quaffle. So they are born in or better chain. Now what tea and once why they every dear entering in a mo. It is a misramo. Without God, we can do nothing. So with God, we can do something. Bow down your heads and let us pray. A radin yankupon, yet I was sick. And now when I'm what domus, what catcher me who say, so won't come on, yet me your she. But so okay and who they are, you bet my baby. And don't tell radi yes, so. Yes, so. Domina boy, Kayaho, to your GDM, but I am Radi Sayan Ding. Yayamra, Radi Sayan Ding, a Radi Kayaho, near Twin Fire Home and Toh Hoso. And my young Yagim will say, you bet my baby Biara. If you say, Sikana, you take in a old dia, Nanya old panel, and I don't want one one lamb, one so my Juma, my baby Biara, a Radi Sayan Yumaso. A rather dumb boy, and let you a GDMO. Lay intimate sumo, near sumo ye, send a bayer, down quamano, ye benya or jeer a damay and cra. Papa had our say, and we said, Bissau, we didn't want tea, why yamay? A GDFO in Anka say, Amen.